drug traffickers, rapists, poisoning our country. But Nikki Haley refused to call illegals criminals.
We don't need to talk about them as criminals. They're not.
Illegals are criminals, Nikki. That's what illegal means. To defeat the socialist left, we need warriors with the strength and grit to win. Eli Crane is a Navy SEAL who knows the value of freedom. Eli is the conservative we need in Congress. Kelly Ayotte left New Hampshire to go to Washington, D.C. And she never really came back. Mitch McConnell set her up to make big money, and Ayotte raked in millions, bought and paid for by woke corporate interests. Securing a prosperous future starts with electing proven America First conservatives like Matt Maurer. As New Hampshire's next congressman, Maurer will fight for conservative values and combat spending in Washington. In Congress, Monica Trinnell will stand with Biden and Pelosi and stick us with more spending, bigger government, and higher taxes. Liberal Monica Trinnell will be just another vote for the Biden-Pelosi agenda. Congressman Dave Joyce has led the fight to restore border security. Joyce successfully passed a conservative homeland security package and will reverse the damage done by the Biden administration. Gary Gensler, chairman of the SEC, secretly met with SBF before SBF was arrested and criminally charged with one of the largest financial frauds in history. Now Gary is refusing to answer to Congress. What is he hiding?